is our first reading is taken from James, chapter 4. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something, and you do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something, and cannot obtain it. So you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that it is for nothing that the Scripture says, God yearns jealously for the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives all the more grace, and therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading is from Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 38. John said to him, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us. But Jesus said, Do not stop him, for no one who does the deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you to if a great millstone was hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. But if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell. For their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another. For the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, still our hearts and our minds, and speak to each one of us of your great love for us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share with you two recent adventures that I've had. The first adventure was for my wife and I to go start at the top of Arnhem Land on the eastern side and travel by a little four-wheel drive bus right across the top of Arnhem Land to the peninsula on the left-hand side, and it took us right across the trip. It was quite amazing. And we met many wonderful Aboriginal people, and we've worked with Aborigines in lots of different ways, and it was just bringing back memories. My wife Philippa was the chaplain at the Darwin Hospital and met many lovely Aboriginal people there. And I was the vicar of Nightcliff in Darwin, and I had lots of Aboriginal people in my congregation, and I got to know and love them. Philippa and I are both twitchers. Anyone know what a twitcher is? What is it? Bird lover, yeah. Philippa is the keen twitcher, and she could spot birds from a distance, and I am a keen photographer, and once she spotted them, I would take pictures. One of the favourite pictures I've got, I'd love to show you, but I haven't brought it with me, is the little blue kingfisher. And we were at our campsite. Two little kingfishers, bright blue, came onto a branch just in front of our where we were staying. And I said, thank you, God, for sending us those. And I took a lovely picture. Then they turned around through 180 degrees for me to take a picture of their other side. And it was a real treat. If there's any bird watchers here, we also saw a lovely tropical bird called the Bengal Strongo. Anyone heard of the Bengal Strongo? Blackbird with a beautiful forked tail. It's not actually called a Bengal Strongo, but that's what I call it because it sounds much better than a Spangled Drongo. Don't you think that sounds better? So we had this lovely trip. At the end of the trip, we flew into Darwin and we stayed with friends from when I had been the vicar there a long time ago. And we thought we'd do a few things that we'd love doing in Darwin. Any of you have been to Litchfield Park? We had a lovely holiday, a lovely trip down there and had a lovely swim in our favourite waterhole. And we were just getting out when my wife slipped on a rock, fell backwards, cut this huge U-shaped curve in her head. I don't know how she did that, and broke her wrist. So I've left Philippa at home today just trying to survive, and I have to help her with practically everything. That was a misadventure rather than an adventure. But she is repairing beautifully well. She's very strong. She's a nurse, and they make nurses strong, and she was pretty strong, and all things are healing pretty well. She can't wait to get out of the plaster in about 6 weeks' time, but all going well. But now we've come in worship to worship God and to hear God's word to each one of us. And please be careful. Don't just listen to God's word, but be obedient to it. I sort of want these verses to be for the young people to hear. So can you people hear up the back while you're listening? Okay. There's a simple verse that is precious to my wife and I, been precious to us for over 50 years, and it just goes like this. I will trust and not be afraid. Can you hear that beautiful verse? For the young people, if you could say it with me, let's say it together. I will trust and not be afraid. It comes from Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. So you need to remember where it comes from. So let's all try and say it together. I will trust and not be afraid, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. That's pretty good. I think you're pretty good learners. I wonder if there's anyone here today, whether it's the children or the adults, that's afraid about something. We don't have many people afraid, do we, or do we? Lots of reasons for being afraid. Is there anyone here who's prepared to own up to being afraid about something? I'm waiting. Fun. Snakes. I love snakes. My son's wife is a vet, and she has a couple of snakes in their house, so I've had to get used to them. Anyone else afraid about anything? Oh. Needles. Yeah, I don't think much of them either. Pardon? Taxes. Whoa. As an older person, what are taxes, please? But I know the feeling. What's the verse we got to remember? I will trust and not be afraid. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. I've got to be honest, there's something I'm a bit afraid of, and that's death. I'm afraid of it a little bit because I've never died before, so I don't know what death is going to be like. But as I grow older and trust Jesus more, I'm less and less scared even of death. I'm looking forward to being with people that I've loved and who've died. And, I just looking forward to being with Jesus too. The God of love says to you, young people and older people, that he loves you with a love almost uncomprehendable. So great is his love for us. And you probably know that other passage from the first letter of John where it says, I will, because God is love and Jesus is love, perfect love casts out what? Perfect love casts out fear. And it's true. If you know Jesus and his love for you, his perfect love casts out all fear. Our lives are hid in Jesus Christ. We're forgiven. He knows the worst about us. And as the song goes, he loves us just the same because of what Jesus has done. Jesus says, trust me. I am in control. Even if you think the whole world is out of control, Jesus says, I am in control. I think a bit of us sometimes think that we control our lives, but that's not true. We don't. It's God, the God who made us, loves us so much. He's in control. Even when the worst things are happening all around us, we've got a God who is in control of those things. Maybe wanting to teach us in the process if we're going through struggle of one sort or another, but only because he wants us to be even better people as his children. Now, this is only a small passage we've looked at, but I want you to let it enter deep into your hearts. We say, Lord, speak to us, but let's not just be hearers of your word, but doers of it. And to the young people here today and to us older people, let this word sink deep into your heart. I will trust and not be afraid. The world can throw anything at us. It doesn't matter. We've got a God who is in perfect control. Okay, well, let's see if we can say it together. Would you say it with me? And the children could say it with me too, but we can all say it. And let's say this as a prayer. I'll say it first and then I'll get you to repeat it. I will trust and not be afraid, Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. Let's say it together. I will trust and not be afraid, Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. Hold on to that and let that sink deep into your hearts and lives. Let's say it again. I will trust and not be afraid. Isaiah 12, verse 2. Well, that's the end of the sermon, but I only deliberately made it short. But there's a couple of other things I'd like to share with you if you've got the time. Got the time? Here we go. The Aborigines have taught me a very important lesson, and that is, have you noticed that Aboriginal people respect their elders? Whereas in this day and age, once a guy gets as old as I am, they think he can't know anything, I won't listen to him, and they don't. I can be preaching and people sort of, you can see them turning off. This is an old bloke. He hasn't got anything to say. But I tell you what, I've been around a long time and I've learned some wonderful lessons and I want to just share a couple of them with you if you've got time. Have we got time? Yeah. Good. Something I've been learning just in the last couple of years is that we are all unique. Did you know that? God made us all unique. You're unique, you're unique. You kids doing the work up the back are unique and you're precious and special. All of us are unique. And the thing that I'm learning is you've got to watch out because people will want you to be something you're not. And I believe as Christians, we've got to be on our guard against anyone who wants us to be something that we're not really. Just be yourself and watch out, be on your guard as people will try and get you to conform to something that you're not. Just be yourself and enjoy what God is doing in your unique life. How do you feel about being unique? Pretty good, isn't it, I reckon? Yeah. Another thing I've been learning is that we all have a choice. I guess we all know that in a way. We all have a choice. We can go the way of Jesus, walking with him in our day-by-day living, or we can be against the way Jesus lives. What a terrible choice to make. Yet people do make it. We're finding people in this world today who are being taught to hate. And they're believing it. I can't believe it. They don't know the scriptures, obviously. We are all unique. We all have a choice. Am I going to go Jesus' way or am I going to go the way of hate? Doesn't look like much an option as far as I'm concerned, is it? No real choice. Going Jesus' way is a wonderful thing. I've been doing it for so many years, learning, growing, still growing, loving the Psalms particularly, using the Psalms as prayers. My wife and I use those regularly. And one of the prayers we've been using is praying with the Psalms. And in there we've been learning that we've got to say Alleluia more often. Just before we left on this epic journey across the top of Arnhem Land, we agreed that every time we met a beautiful person, whether they were Aboriginal, whether they were multicoloured or multinational, we would think Alleluia. We would say Alleluia. Every time we saw some beautiful birds, we would say Alleluia. Every time we saw beautiful plants, and Philippa caught this huge barramundi and I had to take a smaller one because I didn't want to embarrass her. Husbands understand that. We really don't have much of a choice, do we? Follow Jesus. He loves us. He died on the cross for us. That's by far better than going the way of hate. So many people in this world are going the way of hate with terrible, terrible consequences. Well, I think I've raved on enough, but that was a couple more things. Perhaps the only other thing I think of is that, are you a sinner? Is there anyone here who's not a sinner? Could you put up your hand if you're not? Kids know they're sinners. They don't have to worry about putting their hands up. I am learning that we are all terrible sinners. And if you think you're not a sinner, you've got problems because we're even far worse than we can possibly imagine. And because of that, we desperately, absolutely desperately need a Saviour. And we've got one. He's come. And even with all our faults and flaws, he loves us and is with us, will forgive us time and time again. Because he loves us that much. Very important to know that and to live it. Well, I've raved on enough. Let's pray.